Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. With us on the show this evening, once again, Death Clock mastermind and all-around great guy, Brendan Small. How are you? Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's great to talk to you, and thank you as always for allowing the members of Death Clock to be part of my show on a weekly basis. I'm honored, and I love it, and it cracks me up. So thank you.
I have to say it's the only place that I do the voices is to promote metal. I don't do it anywhere else. It's only for you.
I feel very special, so thank you.
It is.
So we're here tonight to talk about Brendan Small's Galacticon 2, Become the Storm, which is out now.
That is right. It is out. It's been a long lead up. I have been teasing people with this project for, I think, well over a year at this point, and it's been a long time coming, and I'm really happy with the way it turned out.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've all, you know, we were hearing teasers leading up to it, and very excited that it's finally out. And in what ways is Galacticon 2 important to you professionally and personally now that Metalocalypse is no more?
Well, it's funny. I'm in a place where I've put out, I think this is my 6th record that I put out in a decade. So this is the 10-year anniversary of the first Death Clock record. And I celebrated that by making a record with the same people, with Ulrich Wilde, who's co-produced all my work. Is mixed and engineered everything with the amazing, legendary Gene Hoagland, who is, you know him from Testament, Death, Dark Angel, from Strapping Young Lad, from all kinds of great stuff. He and I have been collaborating together for a decade, so it was really great to involve him again, and why wouldn't I? And it's great to have Brian Beller, who's the monster bass player from the Aristocrats, and now he's playing with Joe Satriani, all kinds of crazy people. He's a lunatic player himself. So so for that reason, it's really great to put this out. And then the other reason is we're done with Metalocalypse. We're done with Death Clock. So I wanted to give something to all those fans who stuck with us and give them a cool story that I think that if you like Death Clock, I think you're probably going to like this record.
Brendan Small with us. Brendan Small's Galacticon 2, Become the Storm is out now. Here's a tune from it. This is My Name is Murder. Full Metal Jackie, Brendan Small is our guest on the show tonight. We're talking about Brendan Small's Galacticon 2, Become the Storm. It's out now. And Galacticon 2 is a multifaceted album incorporating progressive rock, rock opera, conceptualism, and of course metal. Why is metal the best format for you to blend with other styles of music?
That's a good question. And you're right to this is a high-stakes intergalactic rock opera, concept opera, maybe. Maybe the concept opera is the right way to say that. But the cool thing about metal is, and one of my favorite things to do is to take other influences and run it through the funnel of metal and take things that you would normally not be in, things that I would normally not be, you'd associate with metal and kind of run it through this whole thing and try to get some different sounds. And that's what I'm interested in doing. So I took a lot of stuff from the 70s, stuff that's influenced me since I was a kid, and ran it through the old heavy metal funnel, and I got a sound out of it that I don't think I would expect to have gotten had I not done that.
Full Metal Jackie, Brendan Small with us. A quick break, still to come this hour. Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Gonna check out new music from Converge next, and more with Brendan. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Brendan Small on the show with us. Again, talking about Brendan Small's Galacticon 2, Become the Storm, and it's out now. And lyrically, there are some evil elements to Galacticon 2. How much of those dark moments are you purging your own pent-up anger?
I'd say some of it's definitely just, it's, heavy metal is one of the best ways to purge evil out of your soul, I think. But the great thing about this is that it's not really me. I'm writing for characters, and that's one of my favorite things to do with heavy metal, is to write for a group of people and to tell a story. So it's not me who's being evil, it's these horrible, terrible people inside of the story, and there is a bunch of evil inside of the story, but there's also some good. So it's really fun to be able to play both sides.
Full Metal Jackie coming up next. Joss's weekly pick from the pit, also music from Trivium, and we'll have more with Brendan Small. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Brendan Small on the show with us tonight. Albatross Funny Books is publishing the first Galacticon story in comic book format. How does telling your stories in non-musical formats require you to tailor your creativity?
Well, this project, working with Albatross and Eric Powell, who you would know from The Goon from Dark Horse Comics, an amazing, super talented guy, and great, amazing art by Steve Mannion, one of the best in the business, I think. It's really interesting because this is the first issue is out, and it's a more dialogue driven than you would normally get in a comic book, but that's also because it's the first issue and I have a lot of stuff to set up. But as the comic book goes on, it becomes more visual. And that is a completely different thing than writing TV or writing a record or anything like that. You have to almost think in storyboards. And so there's a thing that happens where you kind of want to land an important piece of information on a page, and you want the page turn to be the reveal of that thing. So you have to think very far ahead. And it's really amazing to watch and read comics where they really nail that kind of thing. So that's totally different for me, and I'm really enjoying the process.
Brendan Small with us on the show tonight. Still to come this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Up next, music from Lamb of God, Baroness, and of course, more with Brendan. Full Metal Jackie with Brendan Small on the show with us tonight. We're talking about Brendan Small's Galacticon 2, Become the Storm, which is out now. Gene Hoagland, of course, on drums, and Brian Beller on bass, are with you again for Galacticon 2. What makes the three of you a combination that you want to return to?
Well, there are a few things. First of all, I think these are a couple of the best musicians on the planet, so that doesn't hurt. I think Gene can do anything technically on drums, but one of the things that makes him such an exceptional drummer is that I think he thinks music first. How do I help the song? How do I elevate the song? And what can I do to get from one section to the next that's a complete contradiction from the previous section? How do I set that up? How do I get out of it? How do I move the song forward? How do I move the story forward with a drum kit? And he thinks that way. Brian Beller and I, we also went to the same music school, which is Berklee College of Music. So we've got a really great shorthand that we can use because we were both music school nerds. So I can communicate to him in numbers and symbols, and he can get stuff immediately. Plus, he knows what I like, and he knows how I like to reharmonize bass for songs, so he'll get there before I even get there. And that comes from just knowing him and him knowing me and working together for a decade.
Full Metal Jackie, coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We're also going to check out a song from Comeback Kid that features Devin Townsend, and we'll have more with our guest, Brendan Small. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Brendan Small with us on the show tonight. Brendan, you also perform stand-up comedy, which is another type of storytelling. What are the biggest similarities between comedy and music as communicative art forms?
That's a really good question. I often talk about how they're dissimilar. And I'll tell you what makes them dissimilar is that a song, I think, is something that you can listen to forever. I'm sure that everyone listening right now has their favorite songs, and whenever you put them on, you kind of have a similar feeling. You kind of want to re-experience a set of anger, emotions, whatever it is that makes this song exciting to you. With a joke, you kind of get one shot at it, and then people, you can't tell the same joke and get the same reaction twice because it's all built on surprise. So I'm either surprising you in the moment or I'm not. And that's a big difference. But the chops of music and joke writing or stand-up chops, I think sometimes they go hand in hand. You can't have enough confidence as a musician or a comedic performer, I think.
Full Metal Jackie, Brendan Small with us. Pick up Brendan Small's Galacticon 2, Become the Storm. It's out now. And is there going to be, Galacticon tour, or what's a... What are your plans for this project?
That is a good question, and that's a question that keeps coming up, and we're having a lot of internal conversations about that right now. The trick is, I think Death Clock's live show was one of the most exciting shows, even though I was on stage and I didn't get to watch it ever, but I thought that was one of the most fun shows. It was almost like Disneyland for heavy metal, and I think the people that came to the shows experienced a really, really exciting, memorable thing. So my job now is to top that. And in order to top it, I need budget from someplace. I need, you know, numbers. I need money. I need all kinds of stuff. So that's what we're working on, to see if we can do something that's cooler, more exciting, and more memorable than even Death Clock.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. And looking forward to all that's to come, and always psyched about anything that you have going on, Brendan. So thank you so much for taking the time, and good luck with this release.
Thank you very much. It was great talking to you.
Full Metal's Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.